Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Ow!
James Taylor, ladies and gentlemen, that's Living in America. Great song from a great man, the late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen. 17 Till, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're commemorating the 11th anniversary of the attacks of September 11th, 2001. You know, Rich Galen, by the way, folks, is our guest. Rich, is, as you know, is the publisher of the thrice-weekly cyber column, Mullings.com. I encourage you to check it out. Rich is a political operative of the Republican persuasion. He spins to the right, as he says. But Rich is also a world traveler. And someone who keeps up with things like we're talking about today. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. I plan to, as long as I do this show, I plan to take this day and commemorate what happened, to remember what happened. It's painful. I wrote a poem back in those days, a week after the attacks. I wrote a poem that titled, I Just Keep Shaking My Head. Rich, 11 years later, I just keep shaking my head.
Yeah, and it'll, as long as we live, that will be the case. Our grandchildren, and to some extent, not our kids because they're old enough to remember, but our grandchildren, for them, it will be the same stories our parents told us about where they were when they heard that Pearl Harbor had been attacked.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it had the same tectonic effect. Yeah. On the nation, as Pearl Harbor did all those years earlier.
Now here we are. In the meantime, we've gone to war in Afghanistan. We've gone to war in Iraq. We've lost thousands of Americans in those two battles. Where are we, Rich? Where do you think we are? Are we safer? Are we winning? I'm not going to say if we won the war because these guys are too determined. There's too many of them right now. Are we winning the war?
Well, those are two different questions. I think if there were a different word than war, because we still have war in our minds, you're in my minds, a battlefront with guys on one side, guys on the other, and this is so different that it really doesn't even fit the definition of war as we grew up with. But are we safer? I don't think there's any question about it because we pay so much more attention to it. I mean, I was driving across the Memorial Bridge about a week ago, and there was a car parked in the curb lane on the inbound side heading toward the Lincoln Memorial. You know exactly where I'm talking about. And there were just two guys standing there. I don't know if the car ran out of gas or what. But I called 911 and said, there's a car on the bridge. And that's what Americans will do that. If we don't like something, we'll call somebody. So
you see something, say something.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the word.
And it has a huge effect because that's the only way to stop individual from being,
we've already stopped
Al-Qaeda.
Citizens have already stopped terrorist attacks. The guy in New York City.
Yeah, I was just going to say that same thing. Yeah, the two street vendors. They didn't like what they saw, and they called a cop, and they stopped the guy. But that's what it takes. I mean, look at the damage that would have done if those guys had just decided it wasn't anything.
Well, and look,
are New Yorkers, and nothing's their business.
Think back on not to blame anybody. But if somebody comes up to a flight instructor now and says, I want to learn how to fly a jet airplane. I don't want to learn how to land it. I just want to learn how to fly it. You know what I mean? Somebody's going to say something about that.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. We were so much more, as it's called, situational awareness. We're so much more aware of the kinds of things that could lead. Now, I mean, there are no guarantees. So you still get an Aurora situation.
Yeah.
But even at that, I mean, the days of leaving an exit door open in a movie theater are gone. That's not happening anymore.
Right.
Unfortunately, it takes that kind of thing to get everybody's head straight. But I think that, I was in Tampa for the Republican convention, and the level of security was so high that it was almost oppressive. It had a 1984 kind of feel to it. And then, but people, they said, well, that's just the way it's got to be. It's got to be that unfortunate, but you got to do that. Because if you don't do that and somebody slips through, then, whose fault was that?
Well, I've talked about in the past, I've written about what the concept of the maintenance of freedom. If we're going to have freedom, If we're going to have liberty, we have to perform maintenance. We can't have deferred maintenance on this freedom in the 21st century, can we?
No, you got to stay up with it every single day, every single minute of every day.
Mm-hmm.
It only takes one guy getting through.
Are you concerned that the farther away we get from this, that we could become complacent, or will technology, are we developing technologies that will sort of help us so the technology can stay vigilant when we're not?
Yeah, the danger for that is that the technology spots everything on everybody, whether you're doing anything wrong or not. That pesky Fourth Amendment mm-hmm. that protects us against illegal searches and seizures mm-hmm. Begins to get pretty fuzzy. You know, the new technology that the FBI is using for facial recognition. I mean, there is the whole notion of probable cause. But in the interest of safety, I mean, look what we do with stops on Friday nights in a lot of communities where they just have random alcohol stops to check for. I mean, it's hard to kind of get your arms around that a little bit. But you know, again, it's like having to take off the three wrappers to get into a bottle of aspirin.
We have decimated the ranks of the organized militants, haven't we?
Oh yeah, we just did it again yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, President Obama gets full marks for adjusting his position mm-hmm. once he got to be president and mm-hmm. saw what the actual threats were.
Right.
He quickly realized that we're still at war.
And he gets high marks for keeping us safe, just as George Bush did for four
years. Oh yeah,
months,
no, that's exactly
eight,
right.
Years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Hold on to that thought. Mullings.com is Rich's website, folks. Check it out. I promise you, you won't regret it. I'm Jim Blassingame. Tintail, more to come after these messages. Stay with me.
God bless America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.